Christmas spirit and the Christmas atmosphere and the Christmas joviality. Is that
okay?
Jova.
Yeah, I don't think that's a word.
Yeah. All right. Something to say. Merry Christmas to all.
Jovial.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anyway. Fish and Frank here, Robert in the chair across from me, and Captain Carl in the hot seat, guest seat, the other seat.
It might be the hot seat. He's probably got, three layers of clothes on.
Maybe. Yeah, probably at least three.
Not today.
You're finally getting acclimated?
Oh, no, never that.
He's just not going on the water because he's not silly enough and he's not a retired football player.
And I got a heater in my truck.
Okay. It really hasn't stopped you before. I've seen it get down to like 70 and you've
No, but I got a lot of layers on then.
Yeah.
But I have access to a heater, so.
Okay. And what's surprising is here, the store, it's always like, where the heck my cursor go? Oh, there it is. All right. So I can actually type in a second. You know, it's always warmer than it is outside. Mm-hmm. Or colder than it is outside.
Depending on the cave that we're standing in. It's a trip. This is definitely a cave.
You know, I'm coming in. It's funny. Chuck Berry's Run, Run, Rudolph. Elvis, Blue Christmas. The Grinch song. I don't even know who sings that, but that's an awesome job he does in The Grinch. Mm-hmm. You guys got any favorite Christmas songs?
Little Drummer Boy.
Okay. Do you hear what I hear, guy?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Rock, Carl?
No.
No Christmas songs you like?
Not really.
Okay. Bah humbug.
He likes just, Grinch.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. I just like thought it'd be kind of nice to share, you know, what you think about Christmas.
Little Drummer Boy is what I dig. Just because I've heard so many different remakes of it. And some of them are really, really spectacular. I heard one time that was like a cross between kind of like hard rock and symphony.
Yeah.
They blended the two together, and it was just really, really awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot of people have seen the Christmas Grinch song.
Well, the one from the movie, you know, that was a good one. I don't know why. It always reminds me of my dad. I always think of my dad when I hear the Grinch song. But
has nothing to do with the expression on his face on both of theirs.
Yeah, Jingle Bell Rock, you know. I guess, you know, I guess because when I learned to play guitar and the very first bands I was with, it was Elvis and now all that kind of music from then. That's where I learned to play, you know.
James Horner?
Could be.
Yeah. So Google says.
Amy Winehouse did a Christmas song with, I can't remember his name.
Is there a Christmas fishing song?
Not that I know of.
I can't think of one.
Jeff Foxworthy probably did one. I don't know if that constitutes it or not.
So, anyway, I've been yelled at many times over email because I get off topic and we don't get to the fishing report right away. So, I guess we'll get to the fishing report.
I guess so.
All right. Let's see. The Peace River.
A lot of snook up in there. I mean, from Harbor Heights all the way up above Arcadia into Shell Creek. I mean,
what is it?
It's a Christmas fishing song.
Who does it?
I don't know. There was a bunch of them.
Really?
Yep.
I've never heard of one.
All right.
All right. I guess the advantage of, you know, phone, Bing, Yahoo.
12 Days of Fishing Christmas.
Yeah. We could do that one. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden spoons.
Right. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah, see, we could do that. All right. From Harbor Heights up.
No, the snook are the primary ones I've been hearing about. There's been a couple of redfish. there still has been some bigger trout up there. They're not good numbers, but they're all bigger fish, 18 to 24 inches. And they're mostly catching them all on paddle tails. A couple of guys are catching them on shrimp too, but the paddle tails seem to be the key factor up there.
There's a bunch of redfish hanging out right there around 75 Bridge.
We're not there yet.
Well, he said from 75 up.
No.
Oh. Peace River.
We do the Peace River, which is everything from Harbor Heights up, Shell Creek, all that. That's then the next stop is the I-75. We're almost there.
Yeah, it's got that lava lamp look to it, yeah, doesn't it?
Pulsing.
I don't even know if you remember what a lava lamp is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the ones with the
light bulb.
See the light bulb?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's got that Star Wars thing that's shooting back and forth. It's ready to explode.
These are like the ones that you touch it and it look like lightning going to your hand.
Oh, yeah. Fun stuff.
All right.
So.
Okay. I-75.
This is all you, Carl.
There's been quite a few redfish right there by I-75 Bridge on the northbound side.
Around that sawgrass?
Yes. Okay. It's tricky getting in there, but, I mean, just go slow, and I mean, there's a bunch of good fishing in there. There's some deep holes over there. There's also been quite a few black drum hanging around the 75 Bridge, around those wood bunkers and all the concrete pillars. Bunch of big black drum. Crabs working the best on those. Shrimp will work too, but shrimp's working the best on those redfish.
No artificials of any kind on the redfish?
I haven't tried any there. Further up in the harbor, we've been throwing artificial, but up there, shrimp works great up there on a jig head or a split shot.
There you go. Doesn't matter the tide.
No, as long as it's moving, in or out.
That works.
You know, we do that kids tournament every year at the Elks. I wonder if I backed my boat up, tied it off to the Elks dock, and blew a couple big holes underneath it, if that would bring more fish there.
It might help. It darn sure isn't going to hurt.
No.
I think it's because it's such a featureless bottom around there,
yeah,
and you just have the pier, the pilings.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't normally do something like that, but I was just thinking, how could we get some deeper holes there and get some more activity around that bridge for that time of year?
Right.
You know, if there was a big hole there, it might help.
It might.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we could get a big hole there.
Yeah, I mean.
How deep is it there right now?
Probably 4 foot,
oh, yeah,
maybe
we could get a hole there.
Maybe 5 or 6 at the end of the pier, maybe. But I think it's 4 to.
I think it's 3 to 4.
Yeah, it's 3 to 5 foot deep all the way along there.
I could drop both my power poles and just kick my motor in gear and turn my motor back and forth and wall a hole out.
Yeah, because make something better for those kids. But if you got caught doing it, we all get big fines, and you know, we have big trouble because you're not allowed to do that. But. I mean, I could have motor trouble and just be sitting there checking to see why my motor, you know, that way I'm tied to the dock and safe, you know.
Right.
But nah, we won't do that. Nah.
No.
Nah. Nah. Okay. 41 Bridge.
There's been a lot of trout around the bridges and around the power poles right there. So they're starting to pick up better numbers. They're still not giant fish, but they are legal fish. And then there's a snook have been cooperating more in the evenings and at night off the bridge itself, and a few mixed reports of some black drum off of the pilings themselves and around the bumpers.
There's a few cobia running around up by the bridge. There's also some whiting there, but I've been hearing mainly about all the black drum that have been running around through there.
I've been hearing a mixed sizes of black drum, mm-hmm, from little puppies to,
yeah, the eating size
40
to
pounders.
The, yep.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Hearing the same stuff. I haven't heard of any tarpon this week.
No.
I'm sure there's been a couple of juveniles around, but just haven't heard of anyone getting any.
No, that's one thing that's been quiet.
Real quiet everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, Lashley Pier, what's going on?
Some trout, a few sheep's head, some mangrove snapper, a couple of black drum. Other than that, it's been...
Been a few small little, like, rat reds caught there. Right at the base of it, where all that rock wall is.
Oh, right at the beginning?
Yes.
On the marina side or on the
other side? No, the opposite side of the marina.
Towards the power lines?
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, you go out about 20, 30 feet on the pier and cast back at the shoreline on the right-hand side.
Yeah. That's always been fun. Watching you troll that snook off of there that one day was even more entertaining. Frank was down there doing a talk. He walked out there on the pier and started trolling off the pier and walking along and got a nice snook. Yeah.
I had Robert and there was somebody else with us.
Terry, I think, was with us.
Yeah, I don't remember. No, there was another guy, too, because we were doing a talk and there was like three of us out there and Terry. And I was showing him how to catch snook off the pier. You just take the lure, toss it out the side like an X-Rap 10 or something like that. And colorful is better. Then just walk along at a mile, you know, relatively normal walk and just hold your rod out away from the pier and just twitch it. Just boop, 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 boom, fish.
It works. I've seen it done.
No, it was like picture perfect with exactly what he's explaining and it was bang. Worked exactly, you know, textbook.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to go out and do that to the guys on the pier when they're fishing. Just while you're walking out, you know, cast out, catch a snook, upset everybody, take snook off, go back home.
Right.
Okay, Bayshore closed.
Closed.
It's going to take us into the Port Charlotte canals.
Let's see, a bigger mangrove snapper. It's been a little slow with the colder weather, but the mangrove snapper been a little bit bigger. Been some mixed reports of some black drum. A lot of an assortment of snook and jacks with guys trolling out of the canals and coming back in. There was some trout right there between Bayshore and, or I'm sorry, between Grassy Point and the beach complex.
What was there?
The trout. But they've been very hit or miss. You know, one day really good, next day nothing. Like Sunday for Carl when he was out there trying for him.
Nothing but ladyfish. No trout. So then I called Robert and I said, Robert, you want the rest of my bait? There's been a lot of snook in the canal, in Port Charlotte canals. A lot of snook. Throwing big topwater, like prop baits have been working very well over there.
No, the prop baits, really. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep, those prop baits are doing pretty good over there, like the 6-inch ones.
Okay, like the devil's horse?
Yes.
That's a good one. I haven't thrown a devil horse in I don't even know how long. Very long time.
They work. They work real good. Surprising how well they do work.
I'll bet you it's been 10-plus years since I've thrown one of those.
Well, we were musing about that yesterday. Would some of those big offshore amberjack lures work for that?
Right.
I think they would. I'm actually going to try it.
Yeah, because we've got all the lures. As you come into the store, all the lures are on the right-hand side of the store now. We've put everything from the little tiny crappie and Mayan cichlid lures to the trout, the snook, the marlin, the tarpon, everything's all on that side of the store. And so you go along, and we get a lot of people from up north now. They're looking at it. They go, wow, look at this, because we've got big topwater poppers that are, you know, 14 inches long.
And weigh 2 pounds.
Yeah, so. All right, Elder Bean Pier.
Elder Bean's starting to pick up a little bit better with the sheep's head. The mangrove snapper bite has been good, but most have been a little bit smaller. The trout activity is definitely starting to pick up there, too. And then there has been some evening snook, jacks, and some small redfish, but those most of those reports are coming in right at sunset and just after dark. So it's not been too terribly bad.
Been hearing a few random cobia caught over there, too.
Right off the seawall there?
Or off no, the pier, people so. That are fishing off of boats, like fishing right on the outside of the pier.
Okay.
They've been catching a couple here and there. Nothing in great numbers, but...
Hey, a couple cobia is all good. Any size to them?
Two of them that I heard were keepers, and then another handful were shorts.
Gotcha.
So, but it's still a cobia. Fun to catch, no matter what size they are.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Still a super pleasant surprise.
You know, if you're looking at the fishing report, you'll see Chuck's Custom Carpentry. And Chuck and I have been friends forever. And him and I always, you know, he's been out to the house. He put all the decks around my house. He remodels. bathrooms, kitchens. He does, you know, all kinds of home remodel. But whenever we have an expansion, or like after Hurricane Charlie, Chuck was right here helping us put the store back together. And then when I started getting into this whole remodel, I mean, we just redid all the wood on the front of the building, and Chuck is there for that. Chuck was, you know, back there, you know, doing, and him and I built the seminar area, put all the wood on the building, put up 60-some new sheets of pegboard in the store, just, you know, one thing after the other, but everywhere you look. So if you do need somebody to do carpentry work, he is a little busy. He is hard to get, you know, you're going to wait for him, but he's worth the wait.
Does very good work.
Yeah, he's worth the wait. You got to really love that stuff. I mean, he's sitting there, and I'm going like, Chuck, it's fine. No, all I got to do, and I mean, he's making all the little cuts and the angles, and you know, you got to really love it.
Wants it to be perfect.
Yeah, you got to really love the wood like that. I'm like, man, this stuff, God, the smell of this. And he's like, oh, man, that's the best smell in the world. I'm like, okay, whatever, man. But Mayaca River area, so I'm going to put Kobe in the river.
What do you got up in there, Carl?
Up, like up the river?
No, just in the Mayaca from
Northport. I don't care. You tell me where it is, I'll write it. It's the whole Mayaca River system.
So we're not in the Mayaca cutoff yet.
Yeah, in the Mayaca cutoff.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mayaca cutoff's doing very, very well right now. Surprisingly, there's quite a few good sheep's head go running around in the Mayaca cutoff in those deeper holes. There's also quite a few redfish mixed in there. I mean, you're going to get a big mixed variety of sizes, you know, just under to keepers. But there's a big variety of different size redfish in there.
Are they eating shrimp?
Shrimp on a jig head is what's been working the best for me.
In other words, shrimp on a Rockport rattler.
Yep. you know, there's also a lot of snook in there. The Mayaca cutoff is an area that in the wintertime it holds heat because it's so muddy in there. A lot of our snook move up into those areas, you know, the canals and Mayaca cutoff, especially because it's going to be warmer for them. Well, there's some really good snook fishing in there right now.
Yeah, there was back years ago, I was really working on learning the Mayaca cutoff, trying to find all these big snook. And then we had another captain who saw these big snook I was fishing, and he went there. He probably spent 2-3 years going through every creek and niche, and he would go in there and go, oh, I'm going to go catch a 50-inch snook, and off he'd go. And yeah, he was, yeah. But
that's, I love that place this time of year for those big snook. I mean, they really pile up in there.
Yeah, if you're looking for that monster one, it's not going to be easy to find. You're going to spend some time, but if you actually learn that area, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, me and my buddy Jimmy, we went in there not too long ago. We went 0-for-12. On big snook using like 18-inch ladyfish.
Yeah.
And we went home with our head between our, you know, between our tail, and
yeah, just no way net. To no way to land them. They're too 12 big.
We went, and it was just,
you
like,
really got to go in, take a 12 to 20 class rod, or if you have a 7-foot like medium heavy. What the heck was
that?
What
that was,
that was a different
computer going
noise
crazy. It just randomly opened some stuff.
Okay. Oh no, I was using the tarpon gear. 65-pound braid is what we were using, and we went 0-for-12 that day, and it was kind of disappointing, but it was fun at the same time.
So anyway, but I usually take like a 7-foot 10-to-20-pound class rod, I cut a foot off it, make it 6-foot long, bump up the line to like 40-50-pound braid. A lot of pull power, a lot of control, maybe even 65, but I usually 40 to 50 because I can get that on a 4,000 reel, and then I'm just cupping the spool for the extra drag with my hand. So, all right, we're moving on. South Gulf Cove.
Honestly, I've got nothing back there this week. I don't know if you do or not.
No. Okay. I actually went over there at the beginning of the last week and fished just right there at the mouth and didn't do very good at all.
At the locks?
Yeah, we fished a lock and then all to the right of the locks in that little narrow section, but I think we got one small rat red in there and that was it.
Gotcha. All right, what's going on in the West Wall?
Been pretty good. It's been windy over on that side, but there's been a lot of redfish in the creeks and under the bushes. Most of them are on the smaller end, you know, 14 to 20 inches, but there's been an occasional bigger one in there. A lot of miscellaneous snook, and then on top of the bar itself, trout and a few pompano and an occasional bonnet head. You know, it's just a matter of getting over there and trying to time it just right where the wind isn't beating it up, because it's been pretty steady on that west wall all week, right?
Yeah, it has. It's been pretty sporty over there.
Yeah, Barry.
If you look around, like, all your oyster bed areas, there are some very good sheep's head over there on that west wall right now, too. It's just, this time of year, you're limited to fishing there because of our tide level. When it's low, that wall gets pretty skinny, and it's kind of hard to fish it.
Yeah.
But if you get up into those creeks on the low water, where there's a lot more water depth, you're going to do very well.
What are you catching them on?
All shrimp.
All shrimp, yeah. Yep, that's all I've been hearing about.
It's that time of year where it's going to be shrimp.
All right. Cape Hayes, Muddy Bay.
Muddy Bay's got a good assortment of fish in it, from small jacks to ladyfish to trout to some snook and redfish, even some nice mangrove snapper.
Black drum.
I mean, just, it's been kind of a plethora. I was talking to a couple different customers that have been back in there fishing, and they said they didn't have to leave it all day long. They just sat in there and just moved around a lot. They did say the commercial netters have been coming in there, netting up mullet and arguing with each other and making a little bit of an annoyance back in there. But
what about on Cape Hayes itself?
I haven't heard of anything off of Cape Hayes, and I don't know if that's too windy wind or what, but I would say yes.
There's some very, very, very large snook on Cape Hayes right now.
Up against the shoreline there?
Yeah, and that deep cut between the sandbar and the shoreline. Last week they were schooled up in large numbers, and they were all 25 inches and up. I did see quite a few small sheep's head there, too. There was quite a few like smaller reds, like 18 inches, right around 18 inches. Caught a couple flounder out there last week on that real gravelly section. And then on the outside of the bar, the trout fishing there has been hit or miss. One day it's very good on the outside of the bar, the next day it's a ghost town.
Okay. For some reason or other, I was doing so well typing, and I tried typing there what you were talking about. Everything went sideways. It was just bad. All right, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay.
A lot of trout. A whole lot of trout. And a few redfish of assorted sizes. And a lot of sheep's head mixed matched all throughout there. Under the mangroves, some of the sand holes, under the shacks. Kind of a mixed gamut of them. You know, I haven't heard much for snook cooperating in there. People are seeing them, but not too many people are catching them from what I've been hearing.
Yeah, there's a lot of snook in there. There's quite a few redfish in there too. They're very spooky over there right now. Me personally, I haven't been doing very well in the trout in Turtle Bay. I've been doing better in Bull Bay, but there's quite a few pompano running around Turtle Bay right now. A lot of pompano.
Any size to them?
Oh yeah, they're good. They're good, nice fish.
Are they skipping, or are you just catching them incidentally between trout?
No, well, I found them because they were skipping when I was driving through, going to an area in the back, and they just started skipping everywhere, so we turned around and started fishing for them. And there's quite a few pompano in there.
Perfect.
All right, you were going to say, I actually had to hit pause for a second, but you were saying something about silly jigs, pompano jigs back there?
You know, just using a silly jig with tipping it with a little piece of shrimp on it for those pompano. That seems to be working the best. Actually catching a few trout using those silly jigs like that too.
It's amazing how many different fish that those silly jigs catch.
Oh yeah, I mean I use them to catch my ladyfish.
Ladyfish, Spanish mackerel, cobia, flounder. I mean, I've heard of pretty much every species caught on that darn lure.
Yeah, we did catch a cobia at the beginning of the year.
If I was going to be out there looking for them, I'd have that VMC hot skirt jig.
I love that.
I'd take a scissors and trim that feathers back, or the hair back a little bit.
The only thing about it is the hook's really thin. You do have to be careful. You want to fight with your drag a little looser. You don't want to have your drag tightened down.
Yeah, that's why they make such good live release hooks. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be keeping pompano right now anyway, so Yeah, as far as those jigs for the catch and release, I'm going to definitely have the hot skirt. If I was looking for a meal, I would go with you in the silly jig because you're going to get more actually into the boat. But I figure I'll get more hookups and I won't hurt any of the fish with those hot skirts. Mm-hmm. They're really the best catch and release one out there. So, the Cape Hayes Reef or Danger Reef?
I've got nothing there. I think it's been a little too windy personally, but
when I've been driving through there, the birds are working, and I've been seeing ladyfish jumping around out there, but I haven't stopped. It's just been too rough through there to stop.
Yeah, it's kind of like right in the teeth of everything there.
Yep.
Been a little too lumpy.
A lot of bird activity, and like I said, there's quite a few ladyfish when I'm driving through. I can see them jumping.
Bet you there's some sharks following underneath them guys. You need to get out there on a calm day and check it out.
All right. Gasparilla Sound, anywhere from behind the island over to Kaoplu, Bull Bay.
That whole section through there has been incredible. Literally from Devilfish to Three Sisters all the way over to Placida, basically. Trout, Pompano. Some Spanish mackerel, an oddball bluefish. Move up closer to the shoreline, you're getting into the snook, some redfish of assorted sizes, some sheep's head moving around some of those oyster patches and mangrove patches, and then also right at the mouths of the creeks like Widden Creek and Catfish Creek. And then there's even been a few oddball bonnet heads, and one guy got into about a 3.5-foot nurse shark over there.
Yeah, it's like what Robert just said, the mouths. Like, I noticed the other day when I was out there, I actually went up inside Widden Creek to fish all those deep holes. And we catch one trout out of one hole. We go to the next hole, catch one more trout. But once we got towards, like, the mouths of them, we started getting a lot more numbers. I mean, that back entrance going into Bull Bay is full of trout right now. Very good trout, too.
Good size ones?
Yep.
Basically by the clam leases?
Or
closer to the entrance?
Closer to the entrance, okay. Where the mouth of that is. But I've
been using. It was funny, where Carl likes to fish is one of the spots I used to go to. We would kind of tournament fish for trout, and it was to see how many hits you could get without letting a trout actually take the lure. And I don't remember, 13, 15 in one cast or something like that.
Nice.
You know, you get throwing topwaters there, you know, catching the trout, and then you go, okay, well, that was fun, but okay, now I can do that, but now how many fish can I pull it away from right before they hit it? You know, nice. Watch them, they get it, you know, their head actually has to come out of the surface, you know, you got to get the pop or the slash before it's actually a count, but being able to get 13 or so hits without letting a fish take it is an awesome thing.
That's pretty impressive, actually. That's a hard feat to do.
You got to leave the treble hooks on. You got to leave the hooks on the lure and just learn how to be able to allow them to have it and then allow them not to have it. And that's you know, different skill sets.
Right.
All right. Let's see. We'll get down to... come on. My computer's getting really funky. I've got a mega computer waiting to go in here. It's like the big, bad computer super thing. But I'm going to let this one, it's like me. It's old. It's, you know, Windows 7. It's old. It's crickety. It doesn't quite work exactly right. But it still does most of it. So I'm going to let it hang in there until it goes. I'm sentimentally attached to this chunk of, you know, old rust.
Hey, it still works. That's the most important part.
It's like me. It's old, but it still works.
Right.
You know?
Nothing kind of that.
Fidgety and grouchy and, you know, finicky. And, all right, Placida Trestle.
A lot of sheep's head. I mean, the sheep's head have been phenomenal for shore-based and boat-based fishermen. There's been a couple incidental flounder and a couple incidental pompano being caught there, too.
A couple bonnet heads.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple bonnet heads, oddball Spanish mackerel, oddball bluefish, but the sheep's head by far dominate what everyone is really targeting out there right now. It's been pretty impressive. That guy the other day had him and his four buddies, I think they were. They had several of their fish laying on the deck, and those are 2x6s that deck's made out of. And he had, they allow themselves to keep 4, possibly 5 fish apiece. That's it when they go once a month. And they had, I think he said they almost had their personal limit, but not one of those fish was under 15 inches. I mean, sitting on the boards, you could gauge their length, and mm-hmm. he had a couple fish in there that were probably pushing 18 inches. Pretty impressive.
There are some gag grouper hanging out there on the trussels. Shrimp, you know, your sheephead and snapper are beating everything else to the shrimp, but I've been dropping pinfish down on those trussels and getting some gag grouper. And, you know, also getting some good size gag grouper keepers.
That's pretty impressive.
It's that time of year where I like love working at docks for the grouper.
Yeah. Yeah. Get railed by them.
Oh. It's not that you hook one, you pull him out like a foot, and then he just turns and burns right back into it. And it's like, oh my gosh.
That's pretty awesome.
It's a challenge getting those fish out of those dock systems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's so many pilings there and debris. They have no problems breaking you off.
No, not at all.
It was kind of nice. I was trying to round everybody up to get the fishing report, because it's literally amazing to me how many of the visitors to this area listen to this report and look at this report. It's, you know, it's staggering. And in the meantime, we need to say hi to everybody in London and Great Britain as a whole, Scotland, Ireland, you know, England and all there. Some of our listeners in France, Germany, Canada, thank you guys, and Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, New York, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Maine, I mean, just all across the northern areas, all the way out to Colorado, Washington State, and all over. I don't have time to list all 50 states, but we really appreciate you guys listening, and thank you very much.
I'm sorry that you guys are freezing up there.
Well, we're not doing much better here right now. I was going to avoid snow, that though, because it's, you know, the good thing is this week,
ours is at least melted snow.
Yeah, we've got melting snow coming down. God, it was cold. Big old drops hit. I was outside with Steve there a bit ago. We're talking, and all of a sudden, scatter, splat, splat, splat. It was, whoa, was that cold? Got back underneath the edge of the building. You know, well, I've got a cutoff T-shirt on, so, you know. But, yeah, it's miserable up there, and we feel bad for you guys. But, you know, the nice thing is we went through fall, winter, and now tomorrow we get into spring, and, you know, Sunday, Monday, we'll be into full-blown summer, and then by the end of next week, we'll be back into fall again. But we get all four seasons. We just do it, you know, like in 24 hours, you know, we have winter at night, spring in the morning, summer during the day, fall at night, winter, you know, fall in the evening, winter at night. You know, we go through all four seasons, but usually in a day or a week. You know,
right, exactly.
Why would you want to take all year to do that?
Nah, get it out of the way.
Yeah. So, Lemon Bay, what's going on?
You've been fishing there a lot.
Yeah, you know, the trout fishing's actually doing pretty good up there. North of the Tom Adams Bridge has been doing pretty good on the trout fishing in those flats. On the west bank, you know, over there by, like, the kayak launch, that flat's doing very, very well right now on trout. Shrimp under a bobber or like a little DOA cow paddle tail or something like that, it's working very good. There's quite a few big redfish running up there. I've been noticing that when we're up there trying to fish for sheep's head on the dock, so that's where a majority of the redfish are hanging out right now. I don't know why that is, but there's a lot of redfish sitting in those dock systems up there, all right there around the intercoastal.
Yeah, I've been getting the same kind of reports, especially up there, like the Lemon Bay Park Preserve or whatever. Been some trout there, mm-hmm. some redfish, some little baby gag grouper, kind of a mixed gamut of stuff. And then, of course, the docks are all holding a lot of sheep's head on them.
Yep, Englewood's actually doing better now. It's good to see.
Water's super clean. Not right now, obviously, with the wind, but it has been super clear up there.
I mean, it actually wasn't that bad last week. I mean, how bad would you think it would be?
I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, as of this moment, I'm pretty sure it's going to be pretty cloudy.
a little choppy, a little white cappy.
Yeah.
A little sporty.
Yeah.
Great day for Frank to go take up windboarding again.
Too cold. I do I do tropical storms, thunderstorms. I don't mind surfing and all that, but not wintertime storms.
Don't blame you.
You know, and I don't even do any of them anymore. I just don't have the energy to get out in that windboard anymore. But maybe I should. Maybe that would be fun again.
Probably rip my arms out of the socket. Port Charlotte Beach. There's a bunch of people doing it over there at Port Charlotte Beach.
I want to try one of those with the kite and the surfboard.
Yeah, that's what
the ones that. Well,
he's talking old school. With a sailboat on a surfboard.
Remember when they used to have the sail mounted to it?
Uh-huh.
And you get in like a 40-mile-an-hour wind, and all of a sudden you go to pop up, and it would literally throw you over the top of the sail because it would just grab you and just like a slingshot, just whip you right over and land about 30 feet away from the board. So. All right, Englewood Pier, Tom Adams Bridge.
Sheep's Head, lots and lots of Sheep's Head. I mean, that's the primary thing I've been hearing about there.
Not a small snapper.
Yeah, yeah. I've just been Sheep's Head. That's been the main thing, both at the Tom Adams Bridge along all the pilings and off the pier itself. I have not heard any other reports.
Nope.
Okay, moving on. Merry Christmas over to Mattis Motors. I got to call him. I need a small trailer to tow my, bring the lawnmower around so I can go and clean up around here. Think about making a drag. When I was a kid, I lived in a lot of farm country, rural areas and stuff. And we would make some aluminum angle iron squares and drag it behind the tractor up and down the road or behind the truck, you know, or old bed springs to smooth the road out. I was wondering if I could do that in a parking lot out back, you know, actually be able to redistribute some of the gravel to fill in the holes. I'm going to stop over to Max Metals and see if Todd will whip me a drag for my lawnmower back there.
Might be a good idea.
So, but I got to call Mattis and see if he's got any old trailers and know where they are. Okay, I mean, if you're looking for cars or trucks or trailers or whatever, you always call Mattis because he's got a line on almost everything, you know?
Yeah.
You never know. So, all right. Reefs and Wrecks, Gulf of Mexico.
Too sporty, to be honest with you. Nobody's really been going out. You know, after this weekend, it should pick back up, but I got no accurate reports at all this week.
I mean, I got to slide out there 2 days ago for about an hour or two, and we went and fished for triple tail. Did very well in triple tail. We were actually throwing fly rod at them, and it worked 100% a lot better than what I thought it would. And flies really work good on those triple tail.
Yeah, well, it's small. It's floating kind of near the surface, just dropping a little bit. You know, if you were going to do it with a spinning rod, use those casting bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
You could use a casting bubble to cast your flies with a spinning rod and really do good. What kind of flies were you using?
The guy that I had out, he tied his own flies.
You know what I would use? The teasers off of the crazy jigs.
Yeah.
If you took those teasers from the crazy jig, put a casting bubble on, and just some 20-pound fluorocarbon, like 5-6 feet of it,
mm-hmm.
You could whip that right past the thing, just reel it right up, and just let that fly just drop right by the triple tail.
Yeah, he was throwing a shrimp pattern. I told him to put a shrimp pattern on. It was like white with like a little bit of gray in it, and everyone he threw at it ate it.
And I just think because we've got brown and chartreuse and white and all those little teaser hooks, you know, and they're buck and a half a piece, you could be worth giving a shot.
They probably worked phenomenal just for how, you know, those flies. I seen how well they worked the other day.
I'll have to order some shrimp flies so we can put them with the casting bubbles.
Almost made me want to go get a cheap fly rod and just have it on the
boat. I've got them. Don't bother. I believe in Carl. I've got fly rods.
It worked great. That's
That's the one thing I'm going to do today. I got some paperwork to start catching up on, but I want to start decorating. I got all these antique reels, and I got all these old pictures and stuff and rods, and we're going to start decorating them out all around the store. So, all right. Let's gonna move on to the passes. Let me, before you start, hang on. All right. Venice.
It's been pretty windy. I mean, unfortunately, the passes are gonna be
sporty.
Real sporty.
All right. Stump pass.
Same thing. I mean, I've got really not much for reports unless they were actually fishing from the shore, and that's coming up after this.
Windy. All right, let's just move on down to that.
Pass, I've been doing fishing there.
All right. What about walking the beaches?
Walking the beaches. Even though it's been pretty lumpy prior to this, a lot of guys have been doing real good on sheep's head, some whiting, a few flounder, even been a couple of snooks still out along the surf line. As you get closer to the passes, it's definitely been sheep's head been the primary thing, with a few redfish and a few oversized redfish mixed in with those. So,
yeah, I've been around Boca Grande Pass a lot. There's quite a few fish hanging out on the outside of Boca Grande Pass, like there on the beach, and on the inside of Boca Grande Pass.
Like what?
Sheep's head, redfish, snapper, snook, even occasional flounder. Boca Grande Pass area is doing very well right now.
Yeah, it's a pretty good mixed variety going on.
It is a big mixed bag.
Yeah. And I think once it lays down in a couple days, it'll be back to really nice again and good
I
activity.
I think if I was going to go out try and fish the passes and all that,
Sunday.
Sunday would be the day, but I think by Monday, you're talking.
Monday's supposed to be gorgeous.
Yep.
You're talking some really, really good fishing, and anybody who's working is not going to be there. And the only reason I'm not going to go Sunday is because everybody... Well, when is Christmas?
Tuesday.
Tuesday,
yeah.
So is that Christmas Eve or Christmas?
That would be Christmas.
So Monday's Christmas Eve.
Correct.
So, yeah, you're probably going to be out Sunday.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know, Monday, and with it being Christmas Eve, it's going to be not busy out there at all. There's not going to be a lot of boats.
It varies. So, it's going to be hard to say because there's going to be a lot of people that are wanting to get out because how beautiful it'll be.
Okay. Hang on. All right. There, we're back on air. We just had a customer come in and say hi to Robert. Go out when we get done with your port. Ponderosa, Sanibel?
I've got nothing down there.
I have not made it down that far.
Okay. Coosatchee River.
It's all Vinny's fault.
Yeah, where's the Fort Myers store with the reports?
You ought to just type in, call Vinny.
Yeah.
Well, give him his phone number. There, but it's just been too windy.
Yeah, it's been windy. Yeah, and Vinny.
Drive that far.
We were looking at your website. We forgot about Instagram, but we saw the phone number here, and we was told to call you.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, call the Fort Myers store. It's on the front page. Say, where's the fishing report, buddies? You know, come on, guys. I mean... Call Monday, ask Rick, where are the fishing reports? Call Tuesday, ask Vinny, where's the fishing report? Call Thursday, ask Greg, where's the fishing report? Call Saturday, ask John, where's the fishing reports? You know, I mean, Jiminy Crickets, tell them to get off their butts.
Right.
So, yeah, call the Fort Myers store and say, where are the reports? Matt Lachey, what do we got going?
Incredible. Really incredible. Off the pier or off the bridge itself and in the immediate vicinity around there, trout, nice sheep's head, a few redfish, been some small mangrove snapper there, being even a few pompano and a few flounder being caught all throughout that whole area, whether you're fishing off the bridge itself or along the mangroves and the little bays and pockets of oyster patches and stuff.
What do you get, Carl?
You know, those docks right there by the Matt Lachey Bridge, all those canal systems right there, they're holding some very, very good snook right now. There's a lot of snook in those canals. There's also a lot of sheep's head in those canals on those docks with some small mangrove snappers. If you wander outside of that, around those like mangroves, you know, around Indian Fields and Smokehouse right there, there's quite a few redfish in there. They're sitting very, very shallow right now. Kayak would probably be the best thing for that.
That skinny, huh?
Yeah, this time of year, it's very skinny in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a guy call me once to buy your dartle.
Yeah, Greg called me yesterday about it.
Jones.
Fort Myers, yeah.
Johnny Jones, I think.
Ronnie Jones.
Ronnie Jones. Yeah, Ronnie Jones.
Ralph Jones, boy.
Yeah. So, he wants to buy your dartle.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a real good guy. Hey, the one I want to get is that guy who's got that little tiny version of the Dargle. It's 10-footer. You know, like a 25 on it.
Uh-huh.
I forget what the name of that thing is, but boy, I would like one of those.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I can't remember the whole name of it.
It starts with an M or something. But that would be a boat for you, Carl. You just go out by yourself.
I'm already looking for one. I'm looking for, like, what Andy Medina used to have, that little John boat tunnel hole.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
But the little Margot or Martin or M, whatever it was, 10, 11 foot long with a 25 on it, you could run that sucker all day. The nice part about it is even if the waves came over the boat, it's just a flat.
Yeah, it's flat.
There's just nothing for it to do. But I wish I had the money. I'd buy that Dargle off you. I like that boat. All right, Pine Island Sound.
A lot of trout. The sheep's head have been up under the mangroves in some of those really deep pockets that drop off underneath them. There have been a few bonnet heads, a couple of sandbar sharks, a couple of big black tips, an occasional Spanish mackerel and bluefish. The only thing I haven't heard about has been snook and redfish, to be honest.
I mean, you know, by far the trout fishing down in, you know, Pine Island Sound is by far the best right now. There has been, you know, quite a few scattered redfish over there by like Red Roof and the Spanish House, that whole the east bank of Pine Island Sound. That bank is doing pretty good on the redfish. It's just they're like I said, they're sitting very shallow. So it's hard for a lot of people to even get up there and see where they are. But if you have a kayak, you know, bring your kayak on your boat. You know, anchor your boat up, take your kayak off the boat, and launch it.
You know, I got to get on Max to finish my kayak boat, because that would be perfect for you this time of year. Be able to haul seven kayaks down, take a bunch of people out, catch a ton of fish, load them back on the boat, and come back. I got the motor sitting there, I got everything there ready.
Around Captiva passes are doing very well too. The sheep's head bite, the snapper bite. There's, you know, a lot of snook and quite a few redfish hanging around all those docks right there at the mouth of Captiva.
All right.
Shrimp's been by far the best bait.
What about Jug Creek Shoals, Boquilla area?
Trout. Lots and lots and lots of trout.
Yeah, mostly small trout I've been hearing about, but a lot of trout. I mean, you want to bend a rod and take guests out to entertain them, just to have fun.
Great for the kids.
That would be the perfect area to teach somebody who's learning how to fish or kids and just keep them entertained. You know, it's been pretty good over there for those guys.
Try not to throw a gulp shrimp over there.
Puffer fish?
No, the pinfish are on a rampage.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot of pinfish over there. Nice. We were throwing a gulp shrimp under a float the other day for the trout, and it was just coming back chunk after chunk after chunk missing.
That's funny. If they got to be 3 pounds, I'd never get in the water.
No.
Never.
There's a lot of fish out there where I say that, like sail cats, if they get up, you know, 3-4 foot, I wouldn't want to go in the water.
Nope.
Pinfish, I mean, there's several of them that are just truly crazy.
Yeah. Yes. I still think pinfish takes the cake on all of them, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're just mean.
I learned years ago, you got a saltwater aquarium thing and you've got some fish in there. You can put one pinfish in there, no problem. But as soon as you put the second one in, they will gang up and beat up and terrorize everything in the tank. They're typical, you know, gang mentality fish. I don't know what it is, but when they're by themselves, they're very well behaved. Boy, you put them with a couple more, and now you got a gang going on. Yeah, now they're big and bad. No, I mean, it's truly unbelievable how vicious they get when there's more than one. So, all right, Burnt Store, 2 pints.
All you.
There has been a few pompano running around the Burnt Store bar, you know, not a lot, but there has been some. There are some scattered redfish hanging out on the inside of the bar, and those shallow grass flats out there. A half a crab or a chunk of ladyfish have been working good on them, just letting them soak, and pretty much you have to have some patience right now if you're trying to catch them. There's a lot of small snook. You know, that 20-inch size running around those islands and all those little points over there, very, very good. You know, especially the entrances going into Two Pines, those deep corners. Those corners are holding a lot of small snook right now.
Yeah, kind of a little bit of what I heard, but mostly what I've been hearing about has been the tiny trout. And nothing even really
no size
any too. Size at all.
All right, well, where's that going to go with east side of the harbor, Pirate Harbor up to, you know, east side?
On the outside of the bar and just on the inside of the bar, a lot of trout, mostly on the smaller side, but a handful of bigger ones. Been some bonnet heads starting to move around on that flat over there with an occasional cobia. Every cobia I've heard about that has either been hooked or seen has been on the smaller side. And then from what I've been hearing, the redfish and the snook are way in the back creeks and those real deep, deep pockets back there.
Yeah, it's very hard to get back to them right now, but all those deep holes are holding a lot of redfish. You know, big mixed variety of size, too.
What's up?
Guys from Burns over here.
Okay. Well, we're almost done.
Yeah, those holes in the east wall, like in the back, they're holding lots and lots of fish.
Okay, Alligator Creek.
A lot of snook way in the back going all the way into Burnt Store Isles. Some big jacks back in there also with some black drum. Other than that, I've got nothing really, anything inside.
Other day I was up in Burnt Store Isles and we got some very nice mangrove snappers up in there. You know, 15, 16 inch mangrove snappers, quite a few sheep's head, and we got into a bunch of those little, the Eaton size black drum, the puppy drum. We got into a bunch of them on the docks up in the Burnt Store Isles. All on shrimp, on a jig head. Lots of fish up there, though.
Yeah.
You know, and then for the jacks, we've been just trolling little curly tails while we're going, moving to area to area, and picking up lots of jacks like that.
I've actually been replacing a lot of lures for people lately. They've been coming in, my lure got destroyed by a big jack, trolling through there.
Well, so. It's, you know, we push so hard that a lot of your people live so far in these canal systems, and you're not doing anything but idling out anyway, so you might as well troll, because you're going to catch fish doing it.
Right, exactly.
Right. Try not to get your butt handed to you like Robert did that one day a couple times.
Well, thanks. Thanks, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Robert has to be one of the best fishing teachers alive. But boy, when he gets out on the water, I think one of the reasons he's such a good teacher is, can you imagine anybody that has more stuff go wrong? It's either stormy or windy or the fish rail them, or, I mean, you know.
It can be raining snook and I would get hit in the forehead with a catfish. That's the luck I have.
I mean, I'm
going to get that one day out of the whole year where it's like epic, and then the rest of the time, thunk,
I'm gonna
stuck
buy
in the
that.
Forehead.
Old Rock Hudson movie, the man's favorite sport or whatever it is. I'm gonna get a copy of that. We're all gonna sit down and watch that, because that is the epitome of what happens here. You know?
Yeah,
I gotta find it. I forget what it is, but I'm gonna buy it on CD or VHS or whatever. You know, and so anyway, we'll all sit down and go watch that movie. We'll get a few cocktails and. That would be fun.
That'll work.
I'm gonna get that. Maybe that's what I want for Christmas. A copy of that Rock Hudson movie where he's working in a tackle store and goes to fish a tournament. So, all right. I just think of it, because there's literally nothing else I could want.
Right.
I have anything I need or want
Let's
or whatever.
See if I can pull it up on Netflix.
Yeah, but I don't have Netflix. Yeah. So. But I got a 65-inch TV out back and portable CD player. So, all right. Ponce de Leon Park.
A few black drum, a couple of jacks, some small mangrove snapper, and the sheep's head are starting to move in there a little bit more consistently, but most of them have been small from what I've been hearing.
Yeah. There's quite a few snook hanging out up inside Ponce right now. Lots and lots of snook. I mean, there's also quite a few jacks, big jacks running around.
Just from what I've been hearing, the mullet guys coming in and out of there have been kind of screwing it up for a lot of people trying to fish there.
Towards the mouth of them right now, yes, that they're pretty hit or miss, but if you get up inside a little bit more where those mullet fishermen can't get to,
Well, they're not supposed to cross past that channel marker. Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't throw their nets, but they'll send a scout in there to look right. for the mullet, where and that's where they've been screwing right. people up.
And what I don't get, the price of mullet, it's not worth going fishing for them.
Uh-uh.
They're doing it just because that's what they've done. It is not worth the price of gas for the cost for what you're getting for the mullet right now. It's just disruptive, and it's just stupid to be fishing for mullet right now. There's no money in it. You can't hardly make your fuel bills. I mean, if doing it because that's what you love to do, I guess, but for God's sakes, you know, lay off for a year, let the price go up.
Yeah.
You know?
Give them a quota. You're allowed so many pounds per day, and that's it. That'll bring the price up, and it'll make up for the difference. Mm-hmm.
That's actually not a bad idea. You know, you're only allowed to bring in so many mullet, and that would at least get the price to where it's worthwhile for the guys to fish for them. I mean, I feel bad for these guys. I've heard mullet prices like 35 to 50 cents a pound.
I think it got up to 68 cents or something like that was the highest I heard from some guy.
And that's just for the females. They're yeah. throwing the males away because they're only worth 5 and 10 cents a pound. It's mm-hmm. not even worth carrying them to the goddamn fish house.
Yeah.
You know? All right. PGI canals.
A lot of snook. Whole lot of snook. Yes. Some big jacks. Mangrove snapper are starting to really perk up in there. Most of them are still small, but they're getting a lot of them. And lots then the sheep's drum. Head. Yeah.
There's a couple big schools of black drum running the PGI canals. They've been moving a lot, though. They haven't been staying in one section. Like, the other day, I went and looked for them where I found them. You know, the day before, or a couple days before that, weren't gone. I had to look, and then we ended up coming across that big school of jacks that were eating off the bottom.
Yeah, that's weird.
That blew my mind.
They were taking his bait right off the bottom.
No, they wouldn't hit nothing if it wasn't on the bottom.
That's just strange. No, these were not 15-pound
jacks.
Yeah, still not heard of that before. It's just weird. Man, a live shrimp fishing on the bottom occasionally, but eating a crab and just wanting it on the bottom, that's just a little weird to me.
Yeah, I don't get that. All right, Gilcrest Pier?
Zero.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's funny. I like that pier.
I really enjoy that whole area.
I mean, it's got a, you know, there's a kid's playground right there, and it's just a really nice pier.
Well, I think something happened there this year that disturbed all the fish, because, like, every year all those little juvenile tarpon load up on the outside there.
Yeah.
And they never went there this year.
The tarpon, snook drum, along the seawall, tons of snook there. There's used to be just loaded up with whiting out in front of there. Mm-hmm. And I think Irma screwed up the whiting fishing there. I think it silted over a big part of that old oyster bed up there.
Yeah, something happened there because it changed a lot of the fishing over there.
All right, Alligator Creek Reef.
I got nothing. It's been too windy.
Yeah.
Windy. All right. The deep holes in the harbor.
Same thing. A little too peppy. A little sporty for them.
All right. I don't even know. Are we doing bait reports?
No. Shrimp.
Shrimp is your primary. I mean, pinfish too. Pinfish are working all right, but, you know, shrimp is by far the best bait right now. That water temp's down like 65 degrees. You know, the fish are not wanting to work that hard for their food, and shrimp is a slow.
All right, we got any freshwater reports?
Crappie. Crappie in all the Port Charlotte, Northport canals are doing really good. Some bass are starting to bed up a little bit in some of the Northport canals from what I've heard. Shiners have been the primary bait that people are getting. Been selling a few lizards and a few worms, but shiners
On the crappies, is there any beetle spins?
No, they're all jigs? Buying minnows mostly. A couple guys have been buying the beetle spins and the jigs to go over to Okeechobee and Placid, but around here it's all been minnows, unfortunately, but it's all good. They're happy with them.
All right, what about any lures for... Wow, that wind is really kicking. I'm looking at my monitor and the camera's out in the back lot, and all of a sudden the wind shifted direction a little bit because the tents are all blowing out in front of the cameras. I was like, what the heck is going on over there? And that camera's way up above that tent, and side flaps are blowing. Yeah, it's wow. Okay. Yeah, we got cameras outside the store, inside the store, around the store, above the store, below the store. You know, can't have too much. I mean,
nope.
What are the bass hitting on?
The bass are hitting on shiners mostly, but they're doing good on worms and lizards. It's been hodgepodge of colors, though. You know, the white was predominant a couple weeks ago, but now they're buying pumpkin seed, June bug, kind of the normal staples. And it's all been, you know, mostly the guys are throwing them weedless. A couple of guys are hooking them up wacky style, but mostly the weedless, you know, Florida rig, whatever, Texas rig, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Okay. Any last, tarpon reports, anything?
Zero. Not even juveniles this week. Nothing. But not surprising with the wind and cold and funky weather.
I did actually see some. I take that back.
What's that?
I did see some 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah?
At Eldred's, where all the pets are.
That don't count.
I was dumping all the shrimp, letting the people see the snook, and a couple tarpon, a little juvenile tarpon came up and ate them. I was like, oh, hello.
Well, yeah. Hey.
It's something.
So there are some around.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just hiding.
Okay.
I don't blame them.
All right. Well, I guess that kind of winds it up.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's good fishing. It's going to get really good next week, though. I think from Monday through at least Thursday, from the forecast that I saw, looks pretty darn impressive. Should be a good time. Take advantage of that nice weather while we can, because the way it's been rolling for the last 4 or 5 weeks, it's like you get that 1 or 2 days and nice, and then rest of the time pretty sporty.
Yeah, we got about 3 days.
But we needed this rain, though. The rain is a good thing. Good soaking. You know, they've been getting it more up in Tampa and Orlando than we have, but that's good for us to come down that river.
Oh, that's what I got to do. Let me jump on the website once when we're looking at it. Because I was watching it last night. I was going on the website to check the river heights. And it's fishingfranks.com, weather and tides. Go down the bottom, click the Peace River button. And not tides, but see the water flow. And, oh my God, it went from 3 feet up to 6 feet. We're up to 1,400 cubic feet per second. From 260. So it's gone up in the last 24 hours. It's gone up 3 foot. They said it's going to be hitting flood stages in Arcadia either today or tomorrow, but it's pushing 6 foot, but I guess tomorrow it'll hit flood. It's supposed to be flooding in Arcadia this week. I was trying to watch it last night to see what time they were going to update it, and it was at 12:30 today. Well, so anyway, I just like watching to see what the river's doing. But we were getting flood alerts yesterday on our phone from.
I got that. Yeah.
So, anyway, but from me, Fish and Frank. Merry Christmas.
Definitely Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your chosen family more. Usually works out better.
People say, oh, you gotta work Christmas. I say, well, to be quite honest, it's actually more fun in here.
We get a bunch of food, bro.
Yeah, we get food, we get cookies, we get donuts.
Speaking of that, our Burnt Store Anglers Club are out there now.
Yeah, we just got our lunch delivery from one of the fishing clubs, and thank you guys, Burnt Store Isles Fishing Club. And we got the Burnt Store Fishing Club, the Englewood Fishing Club, and PGI Fishing Club. We got a bunch of them in the area. Thank God we're good friends with all of them. And I'm going to say Merry Christmas. Say Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
We're fishing you a Merry Christmas. So, bye.